The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also The Odyssey. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited, thrilled, delighted to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday. We have a lot to get into. Xavier Worthy says that Patrick Mahomes has a different mindset this season. They are currently having Big 12 media days. There is a lot happening in the world of sports. We're certainly happy that you guys are here with us on this wonderful Thursday. I'm here. Rob is here, taking you up to 6 o'clock today. The Royals have an off day. They'll be back tomorrow in action against the New York Mets. Before we get into the open of the show, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. I also need you to tell one friend. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two people to check out the show, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. If you could just tell one person to check out the show, you know what? I would greatly appreciate that. So it's almost like we have deja vu. This was the lead yesterday.
1-1 pitch. Caglione hits a drive out into the gap in right center field. That's in the alley and gone. Caglione's first home run at Kauffman Stadium. Kind of a sinking line drive. And it went out of the shadows around home plate and over the wall and brightly lit by the sun right center field. So now Caglione has homered at Kauffman Stadium, and he has a total of 3 home runs and puts the Royals up 1-0 here in the second inning.
And no doubt Jack Caglione could feel like he could fly right now.
That was Jack Caglione 2 nights ago as he hit his first home run out at Kauffman Stadium. You know, you're feeling good about this. He finally got that monkey off his back. He finally hit his first home run at Kauffman Stadium. Everybody was excited. Everybody was thrilled. Well, what do you know? He hit another home run at Kauffman Stadium. This one was an absolute rocket yesterday.
Caglione blasts it. Deep center field. Cruises back. He looks up. It's way out of here. Jack Caglione's second home run at Kauffman Stadium is a moonshot to dead center. 466 feet. 110.8 off the bat. Whoa.
I will say this. Jake Eisenberg had the appropriate energy for the home run that I saw yesterday. As I said, that ball was absolutely launched out of here. Now, I think this is very premature and early to say, but it does kind of feel like it a little bit. Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out, what, a couple of weeks from now? When you remember in the first Happy Gilmore, Happy learns how to putt. Happy didn't have that finesse around the green, and the putting was a disaster. But when Happy could combine his ability to drive the ball and the short game, it made him a dangerous, dangerous golfer. It does feel, at least in these last couple of days, hey, the game could be slowing down a little bit for Jack Caglione. Again, very small sample size. But I think you got to feel really, really good about the last couple of days for Jack Caglione, the power that he's shown, and there has to be a sense of optimism around him.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.